Thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wheat. Now listen as the Prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is due your precious name. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for keeping us from danger seen and for dangers unseen. Oh God, I pray for this city. I pray for this state. I pray for this nation. And Father God, that you will move by your spirit and move by the anointing. I come against every demonic plot and plan and scheme of Satan. God, you said no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. God, show your mighty power in every situation, oh God. I apply the blood of Jesus, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you can do all things but fail. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we will be careful to give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Isaiah, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. Isaiah 3 and 10, and I will be reading from the New King James Version. Isaiah 3 and 10. And it says, say to the righteous that it shall be well with them. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is just a word of encouragement. People of God, everyone in your life, or you probably know somebody, or you may be even fighting a battle. But some people are dealing with something, and they may not even show it. But there's a load that they are carrying. Thoughts are telling them that it's not going to work out, or this is not ever going to look any better, or my healing is not going to come. It is always good to pray for others, but don't leave yourself out. Because in the scripture on today, it says, say to the righteous that it's going to work out. You see, we come to a point to where we encourage everyone else, but there comes a time when we need encouragement. We need prayer, because we can pour out so much until we come depleted. Come on here, somebody. God wants to show us how to walk according to his word, even when there are periods of discouragement. You can easily tell them everything is going to be okay. Just give a word of encouragement when they're under a heavy load. Just let them know that you care. Remind them that God is still on the throne. You don't have to have all the answers to everybody's problems. It's so easy to feel intimidated because sometimes the situation is so complicated. There may be some other people involved from different backgrounds, and you're not sure what to tell them about what they are going through. But you don't have to solve the problem. That's God's job. Your part is to pray, nourish their soul, and say, I care about you. I'm standing with you. You're going to make it. Don't worry about it. All is well. You see, those kind words are what put people back on their feet. There is nothing happening that God can't do something about. You need to open your Bible, declare the word, call on the name of Jesus, get into prayer, worship his holy name. Ask, but you got to believe that you will receive it. Praise him with songs and thanksgiving. And watch, God will move. He will move. This is the way. He will move. Hosea 6:3 says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. You see, Hosea 6:3 continues, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. This is what it's saying. This knowing suggests the fullness of spiritual understanding. It is the result of the pursuit of continually, patiently, and well-doing, day after day, throughout our lifetime, learning diligently the lessons of each day, pursuing the knowledge of the Lord. Oh, my God. I love reading the Word of God, because the Word of God comes alive in your life. Mm-hmm. It opens up your revelation. It opens up your mind. It allows you to explore. Come on here, somebody. Isaiah 41:10 also encourages you in saying, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. We have no reason to fear because God is with us. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Dismay is another word for distress, usually instigated by something unexpected. So in Isaiah 41:10, we are encouraged to be not dismayed. People of God, you are not breaking down, but you're breaking through. Come on here. Things we go through is only to make us. Your private trials are turning into public triumphs, while those secret battles will become front page news of your victory. The word of the Lord to you today is to receive with gladness in Jesus' name. The storm is over, and the enemy is blocked. He has been blocked. Demonic activities have been neutralized and canceled by the superior blood of Jesus Christ, our King. God contends with those who contend with you. He answers your enemies by preparing a table before you, anointing you with fresh oil, and causing your cup to overflow. I know it was hard at times and in ways that you never expected. And many people didn't even know what you were going through. But the lessons you learned in that season were crucial and vital. Now you are ready for what comes next. See, God had to prepare you for your next. You wasn't going in your necks undergirded. You wasn't going in your necks any kind of way, torn down and depressed. God had to prepare you for your next. You see, the next dimension requires a higher level of anointing. Somebody better hit me on this morning. Your next dimension requires a higher level of anointing. The next dimension requires greater revelation and strength. You see, you've been going on your own strength, but now God is pouring his strength within you. God had to strengthen you from where he is taking you. Come on here. God had to strengthen you for where he is taking you. Somebody receive that and rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare on this morning that victory over you now in Jesus' name. I declare victory over you in Jesus' name. I declare you've already won in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, receive it, receive it, receive it. You have already won. You are victorious. You are no longer a victim, but you are victorious. You shall not be ashamed. Trust in the Lord, for you will surely feast at the table God prepared for you. You are not falling back. You have came back. You are not falling back. You have came back. And you're coming back stronger and better than before. I prophesy all the resources you need will now be added to you. Everything and everyone you need is moving towards you even now by the provision of the Lord in his great benevolence. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, Madidio Boshai, you're worthy, God. You're worthy to be praised, God. I thank you. Madidio Boshai, you are in a building season. This is your breakthrough season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to receive. You just crossed over into your victory time, a blessed time, an exceedingly abundantly favored time. And I just need you to understand it will be more than what you thought. A new beginning is at the door. And it will be bigger and better than before. I want you to jot these scriptures down. Meditate on them. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 7. Psalm 23, 5 and 6. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 7, Psalm 23, verses 5 through 6, Ephesians 3, verse 20. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your hand of blessing in our lives. Lord God, we ask you to work through us and help us to speak kind words, offer compliments, give encouragement, and lift those up around us. Help us to listen and to bring your healing presence into others' lives, God. Father God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning, but I have one announcement. Save the date. The week of September the 25th, revival at Unlimited Anointing Ministries, pastored by Gail Shepherd, 1705 Henry Street, Pineville, Louisiana. 1705 Henry Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Revival, 6 p.m. I am scheduled to speak on that Wednesday, September the 25th. Come on out and expect a move of God. God has already promised me he's going to meet the needs of the people. Unlimited Anointing Ministries, 1705 Henry Street, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Pastor Gail Shepherd, I want to see your face in the place. Hallelujah. Also, visit my website, PatriciaJWilliams.com. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. And remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you. Is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.